Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios. Here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
The coach in 5 years, so not new to coach changes.
I feel bad, you know, that he had to leave. He was an outstanding person, as all you guys know, but it just it didn't go well.
I feel bad for him, but, you know, I think that he did everything that he could have to help us be the best team we can.
Continuing to work us, make sure that we were working hard and improving.
He was really, really excited about the opportunity that we had to win a game, even though the season was over with.
You know, he stayed positive. He stayed on us throughout the year. Sometimes coaches, you know, get dealt a tough hand.
Too bad for Frank. You know, he's a, you know, great guy.
No, he was a good coach. He was a good guy, like I said, on and off the court. I can't really say nothing bad about him.
But I'm confident that, you know, we can get to a point where we get this franchise back to winning. You know, that's something that I want more than anything else.
Nothing personal, and he's got to move on and move forward, and I wish him the best.
Last night, season 29 of Magic basketball came to a close. The Magic will finish 25-57, and obviously the big news of the day, after two seasons, Frank Vogel dismissed as head coach of the Orlando Magic. A two-year record of 54-110, and kind enough to join me now, President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman. And Jeff, I know this can't be an easy day for you. I know this has got to be tough. I don't know how many times in your career you've been a part of this process and these decisions, but just kind of tell us how you arrived here and how tough this was to get to this point.
Oh, you know, Dante, we said when we got here that this was going to be a year-long evaluation process. I can't begin to list, you know, the amounts of information that you kind of absorb as you go through an NBA season, you know, and obviously we've come out the other end of that, and we've factored in where we need to go and, you know, our path to getting there. And unfortunately, this is a decision that we felt we needed to make now. These are the hardest days in our league. We all know what we sign up for when we join this league, you know, but that doesn't make it any easier. And especially when you, you know, include families and everything that goes with that. So this is not, it's not a good day.
I know it's difficult to get to this decision in your evaluation as well, and you mentioned in your press conference just beset with injuries, over 200 injuries this year, and that doesn't help you in your evaluation of talent and how the coach works with the players. That wasn't ideal for you as well in your evaluation, certainly.
Absolutely. I don't know how you battle, you know, being beaten up by injuries. Yep. Like we were this year. You know, you can't predict it. You can prepare and brace for something that's going to happen. And then as you go through it, you know, the games come at you and you're just, you know, flying blind, and you're trying new combinations, and you're, you know, just kind of keeping your fingers crossed on a lot of things, that things click. And so it's been a really challenging part of the season. It's been challenging from our seats to evaluate and just create a baseline of, like, what it is that we have here, because we have had moments and glimpses of some good stuff and stuff that we want to grow and nurture. And I've been asked the question of continuity a lot. And, you know, you're trying to find that spark of success that you just treasure and you covet it and you protect it and you flame it and fan it and you nurture it. And that's how you grow. But unless you can see that at some level of sustainability, it's hard to just identify that and run with it. So, you know, injuries do that. They have that effect on management, and obviously an even greater effect on the day-to-day, you know, vagaries that a coach is going through.
And, Jeff, that's it, right? I mean, it's a culmination of a year's worth of collecting data and observing and getting to know your players and your coach and staff. There wasn't one particular time where you said, okay, this is where we got to go a different direction. This is a year evaluation.
Absolutely. You know, no aha moments,
right.
No one event, no one characteristic, no one time. It's a long, you know, kind of slow look that we all just live through and feel and eat, sleep, and breathe. And you come out the other side and you take a look at yourself and at everything around you and try to determine the course that we need to go. And there's a lot of gray area that factors into that. You know, as I always say, we're dealing with people. And there's a lot of, you know, these aren't black and white decisions, you know. But, you know, this is the course that we elected to take.
Speaking with President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman, joining us here today. And it's very interesting. You knew Frank when you took this job. You knew Frank was going to be the coach. You went in. He was your guy. And still have a strong relationship after everything that you've gone through this year and even arriving at this decision here today.
Yeah, I don't, you know, that's not for me to say. You know, I know how I regard Frank with the utmost respect, you know, as a coach, as a man, as a family man, you know, the highest regard. You know, it's been, it's been a challenge. It's when you're in these situations, they're not always natural. It's not always too easy to be yourself and just kind of cut loose. And, you know, they're fresher situations and, you know, we kind of come into these with open eyes and, you know, make the best of it. You know, Frank's a good guy, and I know he really worked hard to make the best of the situation.
You know, it's interesting, Jeff, as you look at the next coach, it'll be five coaches in 7 years, but but this is your first go at this, right? So how much does that help you? I know you have what's happened in the past, but kind of not fair. You guys need time to develop and put your stamp on things here.
Well, I don't look at it as, you know, fair or unfair. This is a league that doesn't deal in fair. You know, this league deals in here's what you got and what you're going to do. And so, you know, we have to evaluate this time and, you know, consider all the candidates, you know, consider where we're going and try to find the best marriage.
And what does that process look like? Is that something you'll get to right away? Do you want to have it? I know you said sooner rather than later. You got teams that are playing in the postseason. How will your team attack this here in the next couple of days, weeks?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is John and I are going on a scouting trip to Europe this week, so we'll have a lot of time to discuss and kind of get thoughts together. I mean, Dante, you know, I know that it's been talked about, like, we want to do this quickly so that we can act quickly before other teams make their moves. I don't look at it that way. We want to act quickly, but first and foremost, we want to act correctly. I do say, to me, the time essence comes in just getting a coach in place. It's the most important position in the organization, and we want to get somebody put in place who can develop relationships with our players, get to know our roster, and go to work.
And then, you know, in with that, too, you also have your decisions with the draft that are going to be coming up. You have a scouting trip, as you mentioned. Free agency.
You're going to handle the draft.
That's news to me. I better get up to speed.
Hurry up, Dante.
I don't think you want me involved. And I'd be happy to sit in the boardroom, though. No question. I always wanted to go in there. But as far as the draft and free agency, I know you've got Aaron Gordon. You've got Mario Hezonja. There's some guys on this roster that you have decisions to make. What does that look like? And can't really get into it for another couple of months. But I know it's a big summer in that regard, too.
Yeah. You know, every summer is a big summer, you know, so we're going to have free agent issues every summer. Obviously, you know, I would say the biggest of those this summer is Aaron. You know, Aaron's a you know, talented, developing young player. You know, I think he likes Orlando. He likes our organization. You know, we like him. What that means, I don't know. We'll put our heads together with his agent and hopefully we can come to an agreement. But, you know, beyond that, we look holistically at the draft and beyond the draft and what deals come along. And, you know, we know that we need to get better. We know that we need to get better, but we will not cut corners to do it. You know, we'll do it one deal at a time, one player at a time.
And along those lines, my last question would be just your message to the fans. What would you tell them as you kind of go through these next few months and navigate through the summer? What would you ask of them?
I'm very excited about our future. You know, I think we have some good young players. We're very excited to have another high draft pick. I hate the way that we come across it, but the season's over and we got it. And we need to add a significant talent to the roster through that, and I'm hopeful that we will. And once we get this thing turned around, once we begin, then I think more of the kind of Central Florida lifestyle, you know, starts to kick in. Right now, we're not there. We need to show teams that we're ready to turn that corner. And that's heavy lifting for an NBA team. But we will get there. We'll get there the right way. We'll get there through a steady workmanlike process, and we will arrive.
I know you will, and we're looking forward to going through that process, and I'll begin my PowerPoint presentation for the draft here.
I'll be waiting.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Good luck to you. Appreciate
Thank you.
That is President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman, joining us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. When we return, we will open up the phone lines, 407-447-247. 2145 as Magic Drive Time continues. 407-447-2145. Your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you and make this entire second segment all up to you. Your thoughts, your reaction. Where does this organization go next? And we'll do that when we return. 407-447-2145. Be back in a moment.
A lot of people talk about clarity. They talk about color. They talk about the size. The cut is the most important.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire talks about the most important of the four C's, the cut.
The way the diamond is cut is 60% of the value.
Keith says it's like comparing two men who weigh the same but don't look at all alike.
One may look like Tim Tebow and the other one looks like me. I highly recommend you stay with Tebow.
International Diamond Center.
Buy the one that looks like Tim Tebow.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Hey, Magic fans. Tijuana Flats is your go-to spot for outrageously fresh Tex-Mex. With no microwaves or freezers, you're always guaranteed fresh, quality ingredients and everything. From our megawatt-sized burritos to our homemade chips and salsa. Now, don't forget to stop by your local Tijuana Flats this and every Wednesday for Pure Magic Wednesdays. You'll receive a free taco and chips when you wear your Magic gear inside the restaurant. Now, it's valid only at Central Florida locations, so go to TijuanaFlats.com to find your nearest spot. Tijuana Flats, always keeping it fresh.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1... Mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Bleeding blue is pure magic.
Today, with Florida Hospitals Care Network, you have access to medical experts like never before. When you need Orlando's most trusted emergency team, right around the corner. When you need urgent care, within 10 minutes of wherever you live, work, or play. Even when you need an affordable, convenient medical expert, right on your smartphone or tablet. However you need your medical care, Florida Hospital is there, now and always. Discover more at somedaystartstoday.com.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Deep left front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Hey, Magic fans, here is a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Ideal? Yeah. Ideal is Max. That would be ideal. Three letters.
Here?
Yeah, definitely here. That would be ideal. You know, if John and Jeff made that investment, that would be definitely ideal. Let's get those three letters on my name.
Well, with that, we welcome everyone back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Again, special thanks to President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman, for joining me there in the first segment. The Orlando Magic season has come to a close. This is the final show for Magic Drive Time on the entire season. Again, I'd love to get your reaction to the news of the day. Magic dismissing head coach Frank Vogel after 2 years at the helm. 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. Touch on that or what the summer holds for this Orlando Magic Club. We just heard from Aaron Gordon right there. Exit interviews took place here today, and we'll get you a couple of key ones. Jonathan Isaac we'll hear from momentarily. Also, Nick Vucevic. Always a sobering day, a somber day, whatever adjective you want to use when you're not headed to the postseason. We watched that terrific basketball game last night that went to overtime, Minnesota and Denver. You have the excitement of Minnesota and the teams that are headed to the postseason. And this time will come. The day will come for this organization to get back there, but unfortunately hasn't come to this point, and hopefully it'll be here sooner rather than later. It's been six long years, And unfortunately, after 2 years at the helm, Frank Vogel was dismissed. And Aaron, these things are never easy. I have the utmost respect for Frank Vogel. Frank, I can't thank you enough for the class act that you've been to me, for our friendship the last couple of years, and just always accommodating. This year, last 2 years, didn't go at all how he would have liked record-wise for this organization. And certainly he had hoped he'd be able to come in here and get this thing headed in a different direction, but it didn't affect his demeanor. It didn't affect how he treated any of us. And certainly a sad day for all of us in the organization and all of us that know Frank very well.
Oh, absolutely, Dante. You know, the good thing about this is Frank Vogel is going to get another job somewhere.
Right.
You know,
that's
going to happen. It's not like he's just going to go out into the basketball abyss and never be heard from again. He's too good of a coach for that to happen. But on the bright side for Frank Vogel, this puts him in a situation probably with his next team that's a better fit. You know, the Magic are going towards a different direction that didn't necessarily fit with what Frank Vogel signed up for. You know, and so it's a little bit somber right now, but for both parties, it's probably the best decision they could make.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, and you've seen, you know, that if you just go by record, and again, you heard Jeff Weltman say that that wasn't the reason. But again, I thought it was a good question, and I thought Jeff did a good job of answering it. I don't know what coach wins with this group. I really don't. They've had a number of different options come down the line here. We've seen rookies. We've seen new guys. We've seen players. We've seen not players. We've seen all different kinds. And again, at some point, this is on the players. These guys have to look themselves in the mirror and say, you know, they haven't all been here for all of these coaches, but this is going to be coach five in 7 years. This is, at some point, these guys are going to have to make that next step, the ones that are here moving forward. And also, coupled with that, you got to add some talent. You got to get lucky here in the draft and hopefully, you know, don't have a ton of flexibility here this summer, but maybe you can add a piece or two. I think you did nail a nice piece with Jonathan Simmons. I thought that was a terrific signing. We have no idea what Jonathan Isaac looks like. We just got 27 games from him, but he needs to be healthy and on the floor next year. You have to add this first round pick and start adding some talent. These guys have to make that next step.
But Dante, that's a great point. Think of the guys that this front office brought in when you just think about it in terms of a vacuum and the impact that they made on this roster this year. Jonathan Simmons, Kim Birch, Wes Iwundu, and right. Jonathan Isaac, and Shelvin Mack. Those are all guys at some point played a major contribution in games this season and guys that will play a major contribution on this roster next year.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. And you know what the puzzling thing to me is, Aaron? I look at this roster and I say, okay, you have a guy like Aaron Gordon who had a career year. And this is where the injuries certainly play a part of it. But you have Aaron Gordon who had a career year. You have Jonathan Simmons who had a career year. I think there's one player, if any, that had a bigger jump in scoring than Jonathan Simmons, right? Who went from, 6 points a game to almost 14. So he had a terrific jump there. You have Evan Fournier, who had a career year. You have DJ Augustine, who probably had a career year. You had Shelvin Mack, who had career stretches this year. You had Mario Hezonja had a career year.
Than any other Magic team in history.
Yes,
and that included JJ Redick when he was on those teams.
I know, and the league has changed a little bit since then, but you're right. The point being, they've made more threes than any team. So you have all this development, you have all these, but it didn't add to wins. That's the baffling thing about this group. You have probably five or six guys on this roster that had career years, that advanced, that got better, that developed. Your defense was much better since the trade of Elfrid Payton, and yet it didn't translate to wins. That's the stunning thing of, and that again, that's where the injuries play a huge part of that. If you factor in the top nine rotation players on this team, no team had more significant injuries or games lost than this Magic club. So that's the thing that when this thing is all said and done and over the next couple of days, weeks, and months, we'll kind of left scratching your head saying you did see signs of growth and development, but you won two fewer games than you did all of last year.
And Dante, that's a great point because Jeff Weltman was asked about how he could make an evaluation on this roster. And he goes, quite frankly, we didn't get a chance to because everybody was hurt and the snowball of injuries that occurred. It was unfortunate, but this is the hand that we're dealt and it's what we're going to work with.
Yeah, that's what we're going to work with. And again, I don't think that's indicative of Frank. I think it's, and Jeff Weltman said it, you know, it's sports. It's, there's no fair and unfair. It's just a culmination of a year's worth of collecting data. And unfortunately, they for Frank and his team, they made that decision to go a different direction. So now the process begins in earnest of getting the next head coach of the Orlando Magic. But again, I'd be remiss if I didn't, again, thank Frank Vogel, his staff, terrific individuals to work with. They were nothing but consummate professionals to deal with, and I wish them the best, and I know that they will be. It's a tough life they've chosen here in the NBA. Being an NBA head coach is something that I'd want nothing to do with. I'd be awful at it, but two, it's just this can happen. This is what you sign up for, unfortunately, and we know that he and his staff will be back at some point, and we'll certainly be cheering them on from afar. And what a class move by Frank to tell Jeff, even as he's being let go, hey, who knows? We may work together again at some point down the line. I thought that was an unbelievable thing that Jeff Weltman dropped as well. Okay, we heard from Aaron Gordon coming back here to start this segment. Let's hear from Nick Vucevic. Again, today was exit interviews. Now you begin your head coach search, and you got to add to this roster. Here's Nick Vucevic as he talks with the media today.
It's tough. You know, I feel bad for Frank. You know, he's a great guy. And it's, he did the best, like I said a couple of days earlier when you guys asked me already. I think that the situation that he was that he had here last year with new team, everything, it was tough. It didn't work out on the court for us. And then this year too, our season didn't go the way we wanted to. It's a tough business. I feel bad for him, but I think that he did everything that he could have to help us be the best team we can. But so where the business goes sometimes, it sucks. Obviously all the assistants as well. You build relationships with all those guys, but it's part of business. Just have to. It's nothing too new to me. It's gonna be my fifth coach, 7 year next year.
And that's the frustrating thing. That poor guy has been through the ringer. He's been banged up. He's had great years. He's had times that he struggled. He's had rough stretches. But for the most part, that guy has been tremendous for this city, for this team here the last couple of years. And would love for him, especially for this thing, to get headed in the right direction. Okay, lastly, Jonathan Isaac on what the summer looks like for him.
We were playing our butts off. We were playing like we want to play in the future. We were playing as a team. We were moving forward, we were moving the ball. It's like so many great things were happening, and some unfortunate circumstances took place, and things we can't control, and getting injured, and injury after injury, key guys going down for stretches of time. So, you know what I'm saying? I think if we go back before the injuries, I think we have a much better season than we had than we've had. So, I testament to that. You can't control things, can't control everything, and I think we've done well with what we have. Frank has done the best with what he had, and you know what I'm saying, there's a silver lining in that. I think I just was who I am. I think I relied on my instincts and my motor to impact defensively. I said it in an interview before that I honestly am not the defender that I see myself becoming right now, for sure. There's so many areas of the defense that I don't do well, and how sometimes I'm out of position and don't read plays well. So as I grow in that, I think I'm going to be a fantastic defender in this league.
And if we have any chance at being a good team, that dude's got to play. We got to get more than 27 games out of Jonathan Isaac. So we'll get through this year and then look forward to his improvement, his development, and we know he's going to be a player for years to come. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in all year to Magic Drive Time. You go right back to Shot Doctor, and Jerry will take it all the way to 6 starting tomorrow. But Aaron, terrific job all year, my friend. Another season in the books.
That's crazy. We're already done with this, but thanks, everybody, for listening. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been. Enjoy your summer. Aaron, hopefully, will talk to me over the next couple of months before we come back
Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, have a great summer, everyone. Again, thank you so much. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks and months for this organization, but greatly enjoy the opportunity to deliver Magic Basketball Talk to you, and let's get this thing back on track. Have a great summer, everybody. Look forward to talking to you next year.